Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Fashion.
Penelope Noir, good morning to you.
Hello.
Great pleasure to have you with us again on this Monday morning, talking about the wonderful world of fashion, the hurly-burly, heady world of fashion.
I'd like to introduce our guest this morning, who is Elizabeth Whiting. Good morning.
Woo-hoo! Hi, Bill. Hi, Elizabeth. How are you? Welcome to the show.
For our listeners who don't know that amazing name, Elizabeth has been designing costumes for Auckland Theatre Group, New Zealand Opera, Royal New Zealand Ballet, Edinburgh Festival, Pop-Up Globe, London. Lots of places.
All over the places.
Yes.
Right.
And
how do you even have time to do all that?
Yeah.
I don't understand how you do it, Elizabeth.
I absolutely thrive on a whole lot of different inputs. So I love the people that I work with, and I like it to shift around a lot.
Right. Because that's, I first met Elizabeth when I was doing Rocky Horror Show many years ago, and designed the heaviest costume I've ever had to wear for anything. But still, it was awesome.
How did you get into costume design?
I was working backstage at the Mercury Theatre 100 years ago just to help out making flags, I think, because my father-in-law was the stage carpenter and I loved it. I really enjoyed the
That's the very beginning. Okay, well, I don't know. Has she done anything before? No. Okay, put her on flags.
True. For hours.
And what is it that kind of interests you about costume design?
I love the fact that every project that you come to is different, and the research that you have to do is different, and the team that comes together is different. So you never get that kind of bureaucratic feeling of doing the same old every day. Every day is different and every job is different.
And how do you... I always am quite fascinated about how you kind of, how you get how the costumes affect the way the audience sees the show.
It's the thing that I find most fascinating too. And my costume philosophy is that you've got to give the audience triggers into it. I don't personally like to do things that are completely in period. As such, I like to give modern references so the audience know the people that they're looking at, even if they're not aware that it's a modern flavour. I think that's really crucial today. Especially since we don't have the old costume dramas that we used to have on television many years ago, where people looked at the period fashion and were informed about it.
I love a good period drama. Yeah. I really do. And you know, some of the best television that's been made though internationally is period drama.
Absolutely, you know. That's true. That's true.
Although, but not locally though, eh?
No, that's right. I was trying to
think. You'd be hard pressed to find a top hat and TV from local TV, local television.
I was thinking years ago they did them. Like there was a show called Hanlon, which I think disappeared, but that was absolutely period, and that's wonderful. Yeah.
Or even all those old English ones like the Aneen line and stuff.
I was thinking about how the costumes were like of the period, but you could still tell they were 70s.
When you look back.
What about the governor?
Now?
Do you remember the governor?
Yeah.
Sullivan's?
That's right. When you look back at them now, they've absolutely got the current fashion sort of interpretation on the period costume.
Like after that, I think people kind of, I don't know, you don't see it so much, do you? Like from the 80s onwards, it's kind of, they're really, really true to form.
Whereas
I think it's kind of like, I think the dude's kind of... sideburns and things kind of gave it away as well, and the big bouffanti hair, you know.
Absolutely.
Even if someone was kind of running through the field all natural picking flowers, their hair would be like...
I think Polanski's Macbeth had zips up the back of everything.
Oh, good job. Do you have a design idol or costume idol? Someone you hold in high regard the same way people hold you in high regard?
Suppose it's Vivienne Westwood, because she triggered that going back into a period feel, doing her research and then giving it a modern interpretation, and she's still doing it. She's amazing. Yeah.
We can do a big high five on that one.
Yeah.
I love Vivienne Westwood.
I love the fact that she's still creating, because usually people stop in their 40s. They just kind of
retire.
But we're not told that. You're sort of told you have your creative peak and then that's it. You know, we're not sort of told everyone's under this impression that creativity has a limit, almost. You know what I mean? Like, that was real good. You did that thing, it was really good. Now just that'll do. Sort of thing, whereas if you're into it, you're into it.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And I think people
you're a good
have
example of that
times.
Actually.
That's right. But I do think people come into their own at different times. And I've just done Bright Star at the Herald Theatre, and that's talking about Beatrice Tinsley, who did her best work before her 40s, before she turned 40 and died. But in fact, the work that she did is still cutting edge. So I think, you know, that's one side, but you often see old people who pick up a paintbrush in their 70s and do amazing things. So
True.
Yep, I'm yet to discover my creativity. And
whatever.
That'll happen.
So currently you're working on La Boheme.
That's
or
right.
You've just completed La Boheme.
Yeah, well, we are coming
Let's explain,
up to
for,
the
for punters out there that haven't never punted along to La Boheme before.
Oh, at New Zealand Opera.
Yep.
Sorry, it's on at the ASB Theatre on the 13th, 15th, 19th and 21st. Of September.
And what's the backstory there for people who don't know?
The basic story is it's a group of students in a flat. This young girl comes to get a match and one of the students falls in love with her. And it's terribly
that'll,
sad.
That old doozy.
It's a fantastic cast. They're really, really young. So when they do the hijinks thing that is in the flat, it feels like a current flat. It's funny. Whereas often with Boheme, because the casts are older, it can be a bit naff. Whereas these guys are
on retrospect. Hey, you've been at the top of your game for long enough now. You must have done a couple of rounds of La Boheme.
This is the third one.
Crazy. How do you approach it from a costuming point of view? How do you? I mean, does a direction come from the director?
A collaboration actually. Yeah. So Rachel Walker is the set designer, Jackie Coates, it's her first opera. And we sit around a table and throw in ideas. But I try and be as mad as possible to begin with. So there there's a whole lot of new ideas that come in. Yeah. So at one point there's a crowd scene in Act Two, and we were talking about it being all Father Christmases coming in, so the audience knew that it was Christmas and we were celebrating and it was amazing. So we went down quite a long way, went down that pathway and decided perhaps that was a bit far. But it's great, that's a good trigger to do new things.
Yeah, cool. Mm.
Awesome. And so La Boheme's originally set in Paris in 1890s.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
but right. It kind of set...
Imagine.
Yeah, but it says that is it Jacqueline Coates is wanting to bring kind of like a contemporary kind of spin on it.
That's right. So what we're doing, we are setting it then, but there's a feeling because they're Bohemians. What I've done with the costumes is go, nowadays, if you're a young trendy, you might wear 1970s clothes. So I can go back in time as if they've bought their clothing from the local market and they've created their own style, because they're a group of artists and writers and philosophers and so on. So they've got strong personalities and strong ideas. And Jackie's done that with their movement style, and the set also is a salute to the 1890s. But with just an edge.
That sounds so cool. So there is a student night of La Boheme happening. So this is all at the ASB Theatre, and that's on the 19th of September, and it's only $30. And if you enter in the code AKLD student LB,
easy to remember.
Yep, you can get that cheaper ticket. And I
want to just whack out that code again.
It is AKLD, student, LB, all one word, in capitals. And you'll need to take your student ID along as well.
Right on.
Yeah. So thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, it's a great pleasure. You know, if you've never been to opera before, this is the one to go to. It's fantastic.
They always say that, though.
No, I mean it. I really mean it.
I'm going to go and
see it. It's got an energy that is amazing.
Yep. Hey, Elizabeth, do you have anywhere where people can see all the stuff that you've done historically? Like, do you have a website or do you have a book with it all in?
I've got a very ancient...
book with newspaper cuttings or something?
I've got a very ancient website, but if you just put Elizabeth Whiting in, quite a lot of it comes up because of that ATC. All the archives go online anyway.
Awesome. Yeah. Hey, lovely to have you on the show. Thank you very much.
Good.
Thanks.
Okay.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.